The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. How appropriate that on the third time you have to suffer listening to me preach. It's in November, the month where we remember those who might be in purgatory. So I'm thinking you have some time off of purgatory having to suffer the last 3 weeks with me. This gospel, and in fact this first reading, gives us some difficulties. Jesus says some pretty strict things here that would kind of go against what we have in our society already. Do not call anyone rabbi. Do not call anyone father. Do not be called master. Now, what is it that we call our priests? We address them as father. Is that what Jesus is talking about, that we're not supposed to call our priests father? Not exactly. Well, is he meaning our biological father? Should we not call that person father? No. He's not saying that we shouldn't do that. We have to look back to what he's talking about in the beginning, of the gospel reading. To make this a bit more evident, if we look back at our reading tonight from the prophet Malachi, God says that he is a great king, that he is the King and the Lord of hosts, and his name will be feared. That's the important part. His name will be feared. The problem is the Pharisees have taken God's name and have made it a mockery almost. They have taken it to mean something more, that they can sit around and boss people around, telling them what to do. They were calling those people their father, their spiritual master, their leader. That is not what a spiritual master or a father should be. That is not what God the Father is. Not someone who gives rules because they want to rule. Not someone who is so scrupulous that everything becomes a job, a task, a burden. God the Father should be the model for all fathers. And yes, we all have that father wound. We all have been hurt by someone in our lives that we look up to, that should have been our leader, that should have been the one to stand up for us and work for us. And we have been hurt by that, and that's something we have to deal with. But if we place our trust and our love and our hope in God the Father, we can truly overcome these difficult burdens in our lives. So it's not that we're not supposed to call our fathers father or dad. It's not that we're not supposed to call our priests father. It's about our intentions. Not only our intentions for calling them that, but also the intentions of the person that we say that to. It carries a heavy burden. It's not a light one to carry around, to be someone's father. It truly isn't. You are there for them at every moment. in the good times and the bad, in the up and the down, in the bright moments, in the dark moments and recesses of our lives. A father is someone that you can truly lean on, knowing that he will be there for you, knowing that he will listen to you. Not to judge, not to tell you what to do, although, you know, I kind of have to say that seems to be the job of the father, to tell you what to do. But that's what God the Father is, someone who's going to be there for you, to walk alongside of you. That's why we call our priests and our dads father, because they embody for us the true existence of God. They give us that understanding of who God is, someone that loves and devotes his entire existence for us. That's why we call our priests father. That's why we call our mothers mother. That's why we call our teachers teacher. It's not in the name that gives the power. It's in the recognition of the power coming from within, the love that's coming from within, that the name then justifies. So we never say father or master to someone who truly has no mastery over us. It's only God that can truly have that mastery over us. And it's in calling people by a specific title or a name that we recognize that God has given that person a special place, a special role in our lives and in our world. And so we take this opportunity to thank God for all those people in our lives that have come to help us, that have walked the journey with us. But we also thank God for those who haven't, because that has also formed us to be who we are. We thank God for everything he has given us, whether good or even if it might seem bad, knowing that he will take whatever evil and whatever hardships we have faced and use it for our sanctification. And so we thank God for all those who have walked that journey with us. And we thank God especially for our deceased loved ones. In this time of November, we often dedicate this month to the deceased loved ones in our families. What a wonderful way to begin this November month. Here, this weekend, taking time to understand who it is that our Father is. Not just our Heavenly Father, but knowing that our Father in heaven, not just our earthly Father, but knowing that our Father in heaven truly loves us, truly cares for us, and is here with us no matter what.